Greetings, beloved ones. I want to talk today about the beginning concepts that are involved with spiritual purification. And especially for those of you who may have some anxiety or concern about what the word purity means. We're each so much more aware of our own shortcomings and our own impurities than anybody else is. And so the task or responsibility for purification can at times seem overwhelming because we're aware of those limitations. But I want to simplify things in the way that I speak with you about it. The basic, most fundamental idea of the purification process is that you and all beings are created by God. That you have a divine core self that is created by God, and that whoever else you think yourself to be, whatever emotions you're having, whatever thoughts become habitual thoughts, whatever characteristics you have behaviorally that you like or you don't like, that's not your core self. Those things that you do during the day or feel that partake of love, things like kindness, tenderness, generosity, compassion, those things are part of or derivative from your core self because they partake of love. And love crosses all dimensions from your divine core self to your embodied self. But much of what we consider to be our identity is not our identity. And so fundamental to the discussion of purification is knowing that you have a deeper being that is your divine core. No matter what you feel, no matter what you think, no matter what you've done, that divine core never changes. And so what purification is about acquainting you, reacquainting you with who you are. It's as simple as that. It's about truth. It's about removing those filters of perception and distortions of perception so that you see who you are. Most people go through life not knowing the deeper layers of who they are. Identity exists in layers. We can be on the surface of ourselves, unconscious, just acting without awareness of what we're doing. We can go deeper and be more aware of our emotional life and not yet knowing what's causing the emotions we're having. We can go deeper than that to the unconscious self, what's causing the emotions we're having that's related to past experience, unknown to the present life, present consciousness, and we can go deeper than that because your deeper being is of God. You were created by God, and the process of purification is intended to take you back to that place. All of life, all of spiritual evolution, all of the centuries and millennia that human beings have gone through in learning and growing is directed towards the same purpose. Everything is evolving all of the time into greater consciousness. Everything, greater wholeness. The process of becoming awake so that you know that there's something that you can do to quicken that leads you to purification because your soul communicates to your embodied consciousness and says or asks this question, either, how can I know my true self? How can I know my true self more quickly or more truly? And how can I know my relationship with God? The soul awakens in your present consciousness and begins to prompt these questions. And then, depending on your readiness, you begin to look around for ways to find out who you are. And that's the beginning of a spiritual path. Whatever path it is, it doesn't matter what its name is. It's the beginning of asking, who am I? Who is God? What am I doing here? That's the awakening of the soul into embodied life. But the premise is that you are created by God with a deeper being, and the process of releasing or removing or clearing those filters of perception that make you think you're something else, that's what the process is involved with. The second premise, which is fundamental, is that the process of clearing, releasing, purifying, changing, transforming, that we're calling purification, does not happen primarily through your own will. It happens through your intention to be in truth with yourself and with God. But the process is fundamentally that of divine action, not human will. It's a divine process, primarily not a human one. The human heart, the human mind, the human will say, yes, I want to know my relationship with God. I want to know who I am. So there's an intention. But how that comes about is not a matter of your own will. It's a matter of you turning towards the source of divine action, which we call light. Light is the active agent through which purification happens. It doesn't happen primarily as a mental process. It doesn't happen through behavioral change, although those things can help, certainly. It happens through the inner turning towards light. And so now we get to the question, which for some of you may exist, what is light? Light is energy. What is energy? Well, we know from the standpoint of our physical reality that energy has certain forms that it takes, certain waveforms that it takes. We understand heat, sound, electricity, electromagnetic energy. Anything that moves on that plane with a waveform that we're describing like that is energy. We know it to be on the physical level. We know it to be that. What is spiritual energy? How do you know spiritual energy is there? Some people feel light in their bodies. When you go through the purification process, you begin to feel light in your body more and more clearly, because it's a way, turning towards light, joins, creates a bridge between your physical self and your pure spirit. Your pure spirit, which was created by God, has taken on a body, but very often the experience is one of separation. So purification, through turning towards light, creates a bridge between your physical self and the created pure spirit that you are. If you want to look at it another way, you can say that light is the source of all created things. In the Western Judeo-Christian tradition, we have the reference to the book of Genesis. We use the word light, but it's not the only word that could be used. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. The first action of creation is let there be light, combined with moving upon the face of the waters. This is an energetic statement out of which everything else comes. The divine light, which is the first utterance of let there be light, gives rise to everything else. That's where the energy comes from. That's what purification is trying to attune to. The divine light of creation that filters down through all levels of existence and comes into your own beingness as your own spirit. You basically are trying to get in touch with the light of your own spirit that's part of God, your own spirit that's part of the oneness. So the energy of creation, which is light, created all things. And it's in you, and you're in it. It never leaves you, and you never leave it. Why is it that everybody doesn't know this? Because we have been attached to the physical plane and all our experiences for so long that the layers that are overlaying the vibration of divine light have become strong enough so they obscure the vibration. We don't feel it. It's not that it's not there, it's obscured. What does it get obscured by? Mainly it gets obscured by emotions, combined with thoughts too. Emotions that create a cloud that's very thick. So an emotion has a vibration. An emotion is an energy. Emotion is equated with energy in motion. Some of you may have heard that. Emotion equals energy in motion. But you don't have to know that to know that when we speak about emotion, we give it the picture. Anger rises, comes up. We say that anger came up, anger rises. Or we say, fear is filling me. These are images of motion. Or happiness bubbles up. Those are all expressions of movement. That gives us a key or a clue to understanding that emotions move. They pass through us. And they're moving. So even if we've never known anything about energy, we know that there are feelings that move through us. And they suddenly rush up like a volcano. Then they dissipate sooner or later, or they're soft and they don't create a volcanic eruption, but they kind of feel fluid. Or they're depressing and they feel heavy. There's movement. Something comes up and rushes up, or it pushes down and we feel, here's the expression, weighed down. We feel weighed down by something. That's the signal to our awareness that we're dealing with energy. Emotions pass through us as energy in motion, and they obscure, because we tend to identify with them, they obscure our deeper being. The emotions are not our deeper being, unless they're connected with divine love and light. They're just there, acquired through experience. Those of you who are already desiring to pursue truth will want to know, how do I get free of these things that are obscuring truth? You'll want to know that. And depending on how important it is to you to know that, you'll decide whether you can commit your conscious waking awareness to this process of getting free through purification. You'll decide that. It will become an essential part of your life and your consciousness, because the longing will have grown that you must, as an inner need, become aware of who you really are. Or you must, as an inner need, feel your relationship with God. And so the process of purification then becomes undertaken naturally, because the longing to know and the feeling of what's in the way are strong enough to propel what's needed. These understandings of yourself as created by God, of creation being based on an energy of the divine that intends to create, that you have a relationship with light, and that purification involves a turning towards the light in order to arrive at a place of deeper truth, the truth of your own being. These are the basic concepts. For some people, it's hard to picture a world that's not solid. Most souls who are here have traveled through physical reality for a long, long time, and we're used to thinking of things as solid. So one of the things that needs to happen is the opening of your mind and your heart to an understanding that nothing's solid. Everything is energy. There is absolutely nothing that's not energy. When God said, let there be light, and there was light, light gave rise to everything else. Light is a vibration. The various spiritual traditions of the world have different languages in which they talk about how things got created. But everything that got created from a divine blueprint. And so everything is containing in its essence that energy of creation, that energy of the divine. Therefore, we need to release from our consciousness the idea that anything is fixed. Everything's in motion, and that means that anything is possible. We are creating and being created all the time. We are not fixed. Physical reality is not fixed. Everything is evolving in God. And the process can go more slowly or more quickly, depending upon how much intentionality there is for an individual soul to do what's needed in the way of letting go of what's in the way and turning towards the light that is present. Letting go and turning towards the light. Surrender is more difficult for some of what has been held on to emotionally. For some, it's more difficult to even feel that reality is the way that I'm describing. So there's a letting go of old concepts that needs to happen. There's a letting go of old emotions that needs to happen. But the determination to do that comes from the great longing that arises to be in a place of truth. Be in a place of truth with yourself. And not just truth abstractly, or not just truth that you can feel when you're meditating. What God has in mind for human experience is the living reality of the divine, being embodied and feeling the divine within you. Not having to go someplace or do something to feel it, feeling it within your body. That's the destination of there being no separation between the human and the divine, nothing that you have to do that's extra, because your body, your emotions, your mind, and your spirit are all joined vibrationally. Then you don't have to go any place, because then all is one. That's what purification is about. It's about the embodied experience of the divine. You don't have to leave your body. You don't have to leave this life. You don't have to be in deep meditation. You are a living, breathing organism that is of divine essence, and you can feel that. That becoming that, that goal, is the purpose of creation. For the many souls, the many life forms that are embodied, depending on their degree of consciousness, to become aware in their own consciousness of their unity with the divine wholeness, the divine one. That's the purpose of creation. So we don't leave our bodies. The body becomes divine along with everything else. This picture of the world as energy and of nothing as solid, and of the fluidity of your own nature that can change because all is energy in motion. This is the picture that needs to be with you when you think about what change is possible. If everything is energy, nothing is fixed, then alignment with the light is everything, because it takes you directly to your own truth, to your own essential nature. And the light being vibration, the stronger it gets within your body and within your emotional body, the more the other vibrations that are in the way begin to dissipate. That's the divine action. The light becomes stronger, and the other vibrations that are clinging to you, or you're clinging to them, become absorbed by the strengthened light. I want to say one more thing before I close, and that is, this is what's happening to the earth today. The earth is being purified in the way that I'm describing. The light of the divine light of creation, in Let There Be Light, has gone into the earth so that all of physical matter is changing because of it. All that's physical is now absorbing as if it were your body. It is your body because it's the earth's body. Absorbing the divine light, and so the physical earth and the divine light of God are becoming one. That's the process. The earth is going through a purification process right now, and all beings are being affected by it. This is important to know, because you may look around you at the world that you live in and feel, how could this be true? It is true. The light is what's creating all the other things that are happening on the earth right now, bringing to the fore things that are the barriers to light, bringing to the fore, just as it does within individuals, those things that are obscuring the light. So the earth is in a process of transformation right now through the incorporation of divine light into the physical body of the earth. And we can be grateful and also honor ourselves, because each of you has chosen to be here at this time of collective transformation, collective. And what you do with your being here is up to you. Your own consciousness determines that. But your own consciousness can't change what's happening to the earth. It can just change your degree of participation with it. May all beings be blessed in their increasing knowledge of who they are and what they can be. May all that separates each one from truth be dissolved in the holy light of the One.